91.3 FM, WBNY, Buffalo's original alternative. Brought to you by the Student Activity Fee here at Buffalo State College. The views expressed on all the various All Talk Monday shows are not necessarily of those of WBNY, the United States government at Buffalo State College, or Buffalo State College itself. Due to the opinionated nature of these programs, listener discretion is highly advised.
Lights, camera, action, pull your popcorn out, cause it's time for relaxing, get the latest scoop on your favorite actors and actress, Buffalo.com, you know it's movie madness, get the reviews from the coolest podcast, either two thumbs up, hold on, waste your cash, just kick back, because the screen has begun, the madness starts in 3, 2, 1.
Good afternoon / evening. Thank you, Jay Snow, for playing us in. And welcome to the show. Another episode of Movie Madness, where I'm going to bring you movies and some madness. We're going to talk a lot of things happening today on this All Talk Monday. Very, very exciting stuff. Obviously, the Grammys just happened yesterday. Talk about that. Heading into this week, big weekend because it's going to be Valentine's Day. And as a quite the Lothario, if you don't know what that is, you can always look that up. That's me, you know, lady killer, ladies man, whatever you want to say. I have lots of experience with Valentine's Day, so I'm going to dole out some useful advice to the dudes to help out the ladies. We're going to talk some Grammys, movies, and also big night in TV if you like Walking Dead. There was Walking Dead, but of course the Breaking Bad spinoff, Better Call Saul, which is, I will talk about that. I'll let you know if you didn't watch it yet and you don't want to be spoiled. I will let you know so that you can turn away. You can shun your radio or whatever you're doing. If you're driving, you can just pull over and run away from your car. Or, I mean, however you do it. I mean, you could just change the station. I'm not going to tell you how to run your life because that's not what I'm here for. I mean, I'm going to give you some life hacks because, you know, that's what I do. Because I'm trying to help everyone out, but I'm not going to give you everything. I can't give you everything on a silver spoon. You have to, you know, it's better if you learn it on your own, I feel like, because that's how I learned. You can't teach someone that doesn't want to be taught, is my point, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. So it's just me, DJ Hammer, for the next, let's say 36 minutes. So that's what we're going to cover. Right there. Grammys, movies, TV, and Valentine's Day. Huge show. If you want to call in with your opinion, you can. You can call 878-5104, area code 716. And if you want to give me your opinion on Valentine's Day or Better Call Saul or even The Walking Dead, which I don't know if, you know, if I made my feelings clear about that show. It's okay. It's not the greatest. I mean, I do watch it, but not obsessively. I'm definitely not hooked on it. I didn't even. I totally forgot that it was. That it was on, and I just caught it. But you know, I feel like it's in the period right now where it's built up a lot of goodwill, so it can go a little. Go a little artsy, like in the last season of Sopranos. You know, everybody was used to. A certain amount of episodes, and then you know he had that Tony episode where he was kind of like in a coma, and then he was deep in his head, and he was like a salesman, and he was at the bar in the hotel, and it was all kind of dream imagery ish, and that's some people, but you know you stuck with it because it was Sopranos because you like well the good stuff is coming, and David Chase built up a lot of goodwill. He has a lot of credit in the bank, if you will. So. And I feel like that's where The Walking Dead is right now. So they can go a little weird, which I feel like that's what they did. But if you want to talk, I don't know. To me, it's still just about, it's always about humanity. Like, oh, we're losing our humanity. Oh, we got to move on. And this is what we got to do. And then, oh, we got to kill zombies. But we can still be good people, right? And we don't have to kill everybody. And then, nope, you got to kind of be cold and... I don't know. It's always just the good versus, it just really breaks down to that. and who's going to die that episode. I think that's why people turn in like, oh, who are we going to lose? And it seems like we're losing a, you know, spoiler, a disproportional amount of black folks. I think they're slowly weeding out the black people from The Walking Dead, and is what they're doing. I could be wrong. I don't know. I don't know whoever the creator is. You know, I don't know how the comic book's going because I haven't really read that. But, you know, I know the TV show tries to be a little different, but to me, that's what it seems like. Although net gain, I think they got the guy from Everyone Hates Chris, so now, you know, net loss is zero. Or net gain. I mean, it depends on how you look at it. Half glass, half empty, half full, whatever. Grammy happens yesterday, and I don't even know if anybody was watching that. Was anybody even watching after, according to my Facebook feed, most people were into The Walking Dead / Better Call Saul. So, and Saul was definitely worth it, in my opinion. But, and of course, the big story, well, not the big story, but everyone's talking about Kanye. Kanye did Kanye yesterday. I mean, wouldn't we be disappointed if he just sat there in the audience and then every time someone said something stupid, they just panned to Kanye and his, you know, you saw a stupid whatever is like overbite and he's just sitting there. Just holding Kim's hand. Was she even there? I didn't watch the Grammys, so I don't know 100%. But was she there with him? You know, they're just looking at it, or he's just looking there, like looking stupid. Like, yeah, this is what I do. I don't know. But I guess, what did he go on stage? And then he said, hey, he made a little speech about Beck. Or Beck, Beck won best album, didn't he? Did he win album of the year? And then he was like, yeah, you know, of course. And, you know, Kanye, he always wants to give his award to Beyonce. He's like, yeah, you know, and I think it's just fake. Now it's just, A, I think he just does it because he's expected to do it. You know, you got to kind of live up to your reputation. So he's like, well, everyone's expecting me to do it. They'd be disappointed if I didn't. So I got to say something stupid. And that's his go-to. He's just always like, well, you know, Beyonce should have won the award. So I think Kanye has a little Jay-Z envy because he's not as talented or good as Jay-Z. He had one good album, and he's kind of just living off of that. Oh, and he invented leather sweatpants. So that's his claim to fame right now. So he just gets on stage, and he wrecks award shows. I mean, I think they should have him for every award show. That'd be a great, you know, for the porn awards, just have Kanye up there. He'd be like, hey, you know what? Lexington Steel doesn't win. He's like, hey, my boy Lexington Steel should have just won. Doesn't matter for what scene. But it's like, who even cares? Like, why do we even care what Kanye thinks now? He's like a little annoying, like, chihuahua that your neighbor lets out and, like, leaves in his yard too long, and it just barks and barks. But eventually, you know, like a bad smell, you know, like an annoying sound, you just kind of, like, tune it out. Like you could be doing right now to this radio show. And then he's just, it's like, who cares? Who cares what he thinks? He should just go away. His last album sold decently, or it's doing okay. So he's not totally into irrelevance. But, you know, I think a good thing that musical artists used to do, like Madonna used to do, is just like reinvent yourself. Like every couple years, she'd go through like a new phase. And that's what Kanye should do, right? Like even Jay-Z, like rappers can do it. Jay-Z went through the White Album, the Black Album. Or am I thinking of the Beatles? I know he has a Black Album. So why don't, like, Jay-Z could have the total, he could call his last phase or his last 10 years of his career, well, basically his whole career, he could call that the egomaniac phase, and now he could move on to, like, a new phase where he's, like, a super nice guy, or he's, like, super humble. He could just totally go reverse and start wearing, I don't know, different kind of clothes. He could start dressing like Madonna. I don't know. Or go 70. Start dressing like Run DMC. Like bring back, like wear a Kango, some shell-toed Adidas or Pumas, and then like a big, just like a ridiculously fat gold chain, and call himself, you know, and then just like prop up other acts, you know, not even other rappers, like Taylor Swift, and start doing duets with them. I think that's what he should do. And everyone would be like, what's going on? Everyone would pay attention to that. And then never, ever get on stage, like, during any award show. Don't interrupt that. That would be his new, that's his new persona. and I think he should adopt that. I don't know if there was any other... everyone I've talked to, though, said it was kind of like... that did watch the Grammys, said it wasn't a very exciting show. I know Sam Smith. He has that one good song, Crazy. Talks about heartbreak. You know, and it's always good. He's like an English dude who kind of, you know, like a soulful, like, you know, you might, you're not sure. Like, he could have, kind of sounds very, like, Alan Thicke-ish or Robin Thicke-ish. He won for best album. I don't know, was that a bit, or best new artist he won. And then who else? Sam Smith. Yeah, I mean, he won quite a few awards, and he's not even American. And that's about, like, I think that's the story. I did see Taylor Swift. She looked good. I got to say, you know what? She's got, her dress was, she's coming into, I'm still not a fan of her music, but just going on strictly looks, which is, I feel like, an okay thing to do. People are judged on their looks all the time. She's hitting her stride. Her dress was very nice. You know what? She's got great kneecaps. You know, because some people, you know, some girls don't have, you know, they have great legs, but like the kneecaps ruin it. Hers, pretty good. I mean, I don't know if they've been surgically enhanced. I'm gonna go ahead and say no. So I think that's all natural. That's all her. She's got great kneecaps. And I mean, I don't know if she won anything, but she looked good in her dress. And Madonna returned to form. Apparently she showed her thong on the red carpet or whatever. Probably unnecessary because, we've all seen it. I mean, we haven't seen it recently, and she's, what, 56 now? And granted, she's in good shape, but, you know, yeah, that's something you probably don't want to see. And, you know, again, I think she's just, like, living up to her old, like, she's like, oh, this is something I got to do. But you know what? You want to see Madonna in her prime, just pick up her book or any magazine from, like, 20 years ago and then remember that. And not the Madonna that she is now. Although she's putting in two, three hours, I'm going to say, at least, of Pilates. Maybe some Zumba. I don't know how she mixes up her cardio. But that's how she's spending probably at least the first 2-3 hours of her day. And I'm sure she has a couple of nutritionists helping her out. Because, you know, she looks good. I mean, her arms look a little, you know, like birdish. But, you know, I think that happens because you got to, like, women get those loose triceps. So she's got to go 100 and... You got to work very hard not to have that, because, like, it's like even the chick from say, like, Modern Family, the mom, the blonde one, you know, she's like, I feel like she's on TV, so she's working pretty hard cardio wise because she was, like, younger days she was in Happy Madison, or I'm sorry, Happy Gilmore. I'm combining my favorite Adam Sandler movies, and that. She looked pretty good there, and now she still looks good, don't get me wrong, but, you know, she just has that, like, she's hitting the weights hard mode. You can just tell that she's a little too thin. But, I mean, she looks good, like, on TV, looks perfect, but in person, I'm not sure. Probably looks like she could probably eat a little, you know, it's like, you know, if you saw her in person, you'd probably be like, you know, you look a little hungry, just go eat something. But, you know, again, there's a lot of pressure on women, so I'm not judging her. Because we are just, I mean, I'm just judging her on looks. Obviously, I just talked about Taylor Swift's kneecaps. So, you know, and, you know, guys are, it's pretty even now. I feel, you know, guys are judged on their abs as well. So it's almost a level playing ground. Not quite. Because, you know, ugly guys can still make it. It's a lot harder for an ugly chick to make it. But, you know, ugly dudes like Milli Vanilli, those dudes couldn't sing. Whoever was singing their original song, they were ugly. They got phased out. They're like, hey, you don't look as good as these Jamaican guys with blue eyes, so they're going to be the front man. So there you go. And that was, what, 20, I don't even know how long ago. That was a while ago. I think the one guy committed suicide because he couldn't hack it. And then there was Terrence Trent D'Arby, who had the same kind of haircut. I feel like he was a talented Milli Vanilli. And then he had the one hit. I think he had two hits. He wasn't quite the one-hit wonder. He's like 1.5, and then he disappeared as well. He didn't commit suicide, though. He should make a comeback. They should have a Grammys comeback. Is there anybody else? Stay with me? No. All right, well, there you go. There's my full Grammy report right there. As in, like, who cares? You know, I don't even know who votes on the Grammy. I don't even know who decides who gets the Grammy. But if you watch The Simpsons, as I'm sure everyone in my generation has, because it's been on our entire lives, and then some, it's never going to end. They make fun of the Grammys quite a bit and basically say how it's a useless award. So I'm going to trust their judgment. They know. They all went to Harvard. Everyone that wrote on The Simpsons, I would say almost, not quite, but they all came from Saturday Night Live. So they know. They always, if you check any episode where there's music or anything, they always just basically throw the, knock the Grammy as much as possible. So, and that's where I get a lot of my life advice from. So basically, I'm going to say the Grammys are irrelevant. We should just go off music sales. How about that? We just go off the chart. I mean, music's dead anyway, right? Like, no one pays for music anymore. Who doesn't use Spotify or, I mean, yeah, sure, you'll buy a 99-cent single maybe off iTunes every now and then, but that's not where the money's at anymore. Like, you got a tour. Like, I don't, has any album even gone platinum anymore? Correct me if I'm wrong, which I'm sure I'm not, because I'm basing this off of conjecture and overheard conversations on the subway. No, I mean, but yeah, no one, like, everyone downloads music for free. Nobody wants to pay for it. No one that I know, everyone gets, in fact, in, if you insinuate that you should buy an album, people get angry. They're like, what, are you kidding me? Why don't you do this? Or what's the other one? Spotify, there's another one. And then, you know, it's like no one, everyone wants everything for free now. And that's the way it should be. People should perform their music for free. So the music industry's dead, is basically my point. And the Grammys are pointless. And it's just another stupid award show with stupid Kanye. And he should go away. And I'm sure everyone agrees. So let's take a heart swipe or wipe. And now we're going to just dramatically swing over to movies because I'm a movie expert. As you can tell, not necessarily a music expert. You know, I am a little behind on my music. That's, I will admit that because I just kind of, you know, when I hear a single, actually a lot of times if I hear a commercial and I like the song, I will Google that commercial to see whose song it is, and then I'll buy that song on iTunes or try to Spotify it. Like there's that Vegas commercial, and that happens to be Mos Def song, his Twilight Speedball. I don't know if you've seen that, like the Cosmopolitan Las Vegas song. That's how I heard about that. And then boom, that made the list. That made my my playlist that I call Cardio 1 because it kind of, I like the jam. So I feel like that powers me through. That's what I listen to when I'm running the stairs or whatever cardio I pick that day. Because in case I didn't mention, for people just tuning in, 2015 for me is Year of the Abs. So I've been hitting the cardio except for, well, not today. But, you know, today it's Monday. It's like it's hard to get into the groove. So, but back to movies. Actually, I'm not really excited about anything that's out. But there seems to be some very good movies coming up that I'm excited about that hopefully we'll get some reviews on by me or some other, some of my co-hosts that aren't here at the moment. I mean, the biggest thing out, actually, the thing, The Year in Violence looks like a good movie. It looks like a Martin Scorsese movie, not done by Martin Scorsese. It's set in 1981 New York City, which is statistically the most violent year of New York City, which is, you know, the good old days when Times Square was not filled with Disney and people selling, I don't know, trinkets. It was filled with prostitutes, ladies of the night, and drug dealers. Well, I'm sure there's probably still drug dealers around. They're just, it's just more low-key. It's more in the background. I can't say for sure because I've never been there. But I'm sure there's probably, in 1981 was probably the peak of a lot of cocaine happening. So I know it has like a Martin Scorsese feel to it. It has gangsters in the story, in the plot line. So that is something that if you enjoy a work like that, you should go see that. The top box office is, of course, the SpongeBob movie, Sponge Out of Water. 75% on Rotten Tomatoes, so you can't go wrong there. And it comes in at the perfect rate of a movie, I feel like, which is an hour and 40 minutes, which is, you know, about an hour and a half. That's all you need. Number two at the box office right now is American Sniper, the much maligned Clint Eastwood movie, which some people are even doubting that Clint Eastwood even fully directed by himself, because the dude's like 80. And I guess, you know, a lot of us, or if your grandmother's still alive and she's around 80, you realize that, you know, 80-year-olds need lots of naps and stuff and sometimes forget things. So it's probably, I mean, I don't know if this is true, but it's a theory, but, you know, it's probably, you need a lot of focus to direct a movie. So he might have, maybe he relies on his ADs a lot. That's all I'm saying. And it's possible. I mean, I can kind of agree with that. Or either he has a quick, like, shooting starts at 5 a.m. in the morning when 80-year-olds get up, and then it's wrapped up by about 4 o'clock so he can catch the early bird dinner and immediately go to bed. I mean, I don't know if that's how the filming schedule went. I know there's a ridiculous fake baby in there, but, you know, as far as criticism goes, I think that's a little, like, so maybe they just couldn't get a real baby for the scene. I don't think that should ruin the movie. I mean, more people, kind of splits down the middle. Some people feel it's just propaganda for war, and other people, I mean, you know, there's always problems when it's based on a true story, because this guy, the guy that's based on the sniper, he wrote a book, and I guess in the book, he was a bit of a liar, because he said he smacked Jesse Ventura, and Jesse Ventura successfully sued him, because I guess he never got smacked by this guy. So, and there's other things. I guess he said he was shooting people in Katrina, and as far as I know, the military never went down there to shoot looters, because that would, as much as our mainstream media is horrible and doesn't cover everything it should, I'm pretty sure that would come to light if our military was firing on our own people and shooting looters. I mean, I'm not 100% on that, but I feel like maybe that would come out, and I feel like someone probably wouldn't do it. Like, why would you even want to do that? Why would you want to shoot looters when they're just, I mean, that doesn't add up. But I apparently that's in his autobiography. I did not read it. So, yeah, I mean, I think the movie, you should just take the movie for what it is basically his version of the story. And of course, number three is Jupiter Ascending, which is already like the biggest bust of 2015. I safe to say, I didn't even know that was stars Mila Kunis, lovely, and of course my main man Magic Mike, Magic Channing Tatum, which is he's kind of wearing he's blonde. You can't even tell it's really him from the previews unless you look closely, or unless you're a big Magic Mike fan, because he doesn't do any dancing, but he has weird, like goat, like he kind of looks like a goat boy. He has goat ears, and he's from you know, Jupiter, I guess, as it ascends. But it's from the people who brought you Matrix, Lana. Well, she changed. It used to be the Wachowski brothers. Now it's the Wachowski brother and sister. So I think his name used to be Larry, and now it's Lana. Which seems like a good decision. You know, like when you switch over, you always kind of keep it close. So he went from Larry to Lana, and I forget the guy's name. So it's a brother. So there used to be two brothers. Now it's a brother-sister. There's actually, I was watching this, there was a funny line on The Last Simpsons, because Bart was like, Bart was going to make a movie with, or Lisa. He's like, yeah, we're going to be the best brother-sister team since Larry and Lana, which is hilarious. For people in the know. Because he was going under surgery change rights during the Matrix, or I think during parts 2 and 3. And so maybe he wasn't as focused as he should have been for the sequels. So, I mean, I don't know if some people said that affected the movies, because, I mean, obviously they're not going to live up to the number one, The Matrix, because, you know, all the surprise was gone. But, I mean, I don't know. I just know that he was going through that as they were doing that. So, and they have, since The Matrix, they've had some quite spectacular failures. Cloud Atlas, weird. I guess, you know, it had its moments, super long. I don't know if anybody's ever seen that, but it's just not the same. It was no Matrix, let's put it that way. And, you know, obviously The Matrix is one of my favorite movies. You know, still affects science fiction to this day. You know, it can't be touched. So, I mean, that's their opus. And they just kind of peaked early, maybe. And they also did Speed Racer, which was a little weird, but not, it was watchable. It was no Cloud Atlas. So I don't know. And I know also for part two, that's why there was no bull. Was it Tank? Who's the guy who played Tank? Yeah, he actually sued them because he I think he didn't get along with Lena Amada. So he had won his case against her and he won some money. So I don't know. I would have liked to seen him in the sequels. That's all I'm saying. So, yeah, and the, you know, it looks like they're trying for some good science fiction, but it's running at 22% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes, so that's not good. Seventh Son is 1, 2, 3 in the 4th spot, and that's only running at 10% approval rating, 2 hours. And, like, is Jeff Bridges, what is he doing? Like, he's in all these weird, like, teenage movies now. He was in that other one where he's, like, the wise old guy. And again, because he, like, he's been going with the long hair since the Country Singer movie. Or since the remake of True Grit. So now he's just like, hey, you know what? You're an old guy that kind of seems wise. Why don't you just, I know maybe it's just his mortgage payment. I don't know. But I feel like he's a little better than this. He's an Academy Award winning movie actor. I think he won for that Country Singer movie. So I don't know why he's involved in all these stupid, I think it's based on a book or whatever. I mean, it's basically for your preteens and your teens. And now he had that campaign during the Super Bowl where he's like Squarespace. So I think, he's saving for the future. I mean, I don't know. He probably has some children. He's part of a proud. I don't know if they're continuing the acting legacy of the Bridges. Because, you know, you got Lloyd, you got his brother. Or if he's just trying to provide for his family. So he's like, hey, I'm going to do whatever it takes to make some extra cash. So, you know what? Good for him. You know, I don't even fault him as much as, say, I would fault my boy Matthew McConaughey for making weird Lincoln commercials at the worst time of his... I mean, the best time. It's the best time of his career, but, like, to me, that would be, like, the worst time. Like, he's... has the most prestige, he's making the best movies, then all of a sudden he's going to sell out. Like, do you need the extra cash? You're making great movies, and now you're going to make stupid car commercials. Like, he should have been making car commercials when everybody was making fun of him, and then it would have fit right in. I mean, why is he cashing in on this now? I think he's doing all right. I know he just had another kid, but can't be that expensive. I don't know what the properties are in Malibu. Maybe the property taxes are very high. Again, I mean, I don't fault anybody for trying to make a living, but... whatever. And then what do we go down further? Project Almanac. That looks awful. That was a time. That's another like movie for like teenagers. They go back in time. But you know, and I feel like there's probably a lot of references to other time travel movies. And then it all kind of gets confusing because every time travel movie has its own rules. And then they try to go against the paradox. So, I don't know. I guess that's if you have a teenager. It's only PG-13. It's only 38%. Paddington Bear still hanging in there. And then you got The Wedding Ringer with Kevin Hart, which seems like a good branch off from, like, The Wedding Crashers. You know, like a different kind. Like the guy who watched that probably said, hey, you know what? I have an idea that's not 100% the same and inspired by. I think that maybe that's what he was probably inspired by Wedding Crashers, which is fine because we're all inspired by something. And that's a comedy. So there's your top 10. But I'm more excited. What is coming out? The Kingsman Secret Service, 80% already on Rotten Tomatoes. But it has Colin Firth, Michael Caine, all fine English actors. But it kind of looks like, James Bond. What does it say? James Bond meets Die Hard. Oh, and of course, 50 Shades of Grey comes out on Valentine's Day. Guys, do not take your girlfriends to this, though. Seriously, that was it's a horrible book. I didn't have to read it to know that. I just know it's a horrible book about bondage. And I think the guy, you know, it's just don't do it. And then What We Do in the Shadows by the guys from Flight of Conchords, Jermaine Clement. 93%. I think that's in a smaller release, but it's like a vampire movie. Very funny. And then that's coming out next week. So it's the Will Smith movie where he is a con man. Looks a little derivative because he's probably going to say, hey, you know, it's going to be one of those movies where he has a voiceover and he goes over all the rules of being a con man. which is whatever, you know, I don't know, don't become attached, or just like the rules of Heat, don't have something you can't walk away from. But of course, he's going to break all those rules for the really hot chick in there, who is, I don't know her name, Focus. What is her name? Will Smith. That comes out. It's already 96% want to see. Oh, it's not coming out until February 27th, 2 weeks from now. And it's directed by two guys. So that means it's good. And who is the chick? Film duo. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I can't. Is it Margot Robbie? Kristen Stewart's in there. I heard she's becoming more friendly. So I don't know. I'm just excited because Will Smith, you know, he was king of the box office. He took a little break, kind of pumped up his kids. Willow has a little music career going. And what's the other one? Jaden. He made that awful movie where he was had to kill things on Earth. So let's, we don't care about your kids, Will. We want to see you make movies. That's my advice for you. And quickly, if you're into Breaking Bad and you caught, you better call Saul. Everyone is in love with Gillian there, the guy who made it. And to me, he did a great job right off the bat. I mean, I have no complaints about I think the next episode is on tonight as well. They're showing back. This is going to be its normal time slot on Mondays. So you can catch that. The first episode they played yesterday has Michael McKean in there. Who knew that Saul, or his, before he became Saul, had a brother who's also a lawyer, a decent lawyer. But if you love just, obviously, the part of the Breaking Bad that was also good is, like, you know, the place itself, New Mexico, and that's still there. I mean, there's going to be, I guess it's no Bryan Cranston in the first season, or Jesse. So I don't know if that leaves it open for the second season. I think they're already renewed for the second season. But I searched the internet. I even put in Better Call Saul sucks, because, you know, sometimes you can just Google that, because you always got like one stray guy that has to go counterculture and be like, oh, that was awful. But yeah, I couldn't. I mean, there might very well be one. I'm sure there's a blog somewhere, but it didn't pop up on Yahoo. So, and Bob Odenkirk, I mean, if you're unfamiliar with his work, you should. I mean, I'm familiar with it because I am involved in comedy, and he's the founder. He did Mr. Show, hilarious show. I've laughed some of the hardest times I've ever laughed watching sketch comedy for Mr. Show. Him and David Cross, and Paul F. Tompkins, a bunch of other talented people. I mean, that's like my Monty Python for when I grew up. It's just you want to catch that if you like to laugh, and who doesn't? You should catch that. No, Mr. Show. Obviously, he's a great comedic actor. He's been in a lot of stuff. He was just in Fargo. I mean, he's on fire. Bob Odenkirk. I know he's got a brother. He's got a brother who writes for, like, Futurama. So it must be an all in the nurture and nature in the genes. But he has, he did it. You know, it's not a straight-up comedy, obviously, but he has range. It starts, and again, if you haven't watched it, feel free to tune away. I don't want to ruin it for you, but you know, the backdrop, all the scenery there of New Mexico is there. Like, if you like that from Breaking Bad, is there. And then you see the transfer. This is kind of like right before. I mean, it opened up in a black and white sequence where he is now, like, after Breaking Bad, where he said he'd end up exactly where he ended up, like a little 5-minute sequence, and you kind of feel bad for him. And then it jumps, you know, or goes back in time, I guess, flash forward, flashback. Gillian's a big use of the flash forward, kind of like Quentin Tarantino. Because, you know, if a story is still worth telling, it's okay if you see the end, is my point. Because I'm not ever worried about spoilers, but some people are. So, yeah, it just shows him where he's at now, and then it flashes back. And it shows him as a struggling lawyer right before he gets into, say, like, you know, he gets himself a little dirty, basically, when he met Bryan Cranston and Jesse, when he was already kind of a sullied criminal lawyer. And, again, spoiler alert, if you're still listening, at the very end, of course, you probably heard Mike's in there. He is the parking guy, which is kind of weird. I don't know if that was his job. He's a parking attendant in the little booth. But also at the very end of the episode is one of my favorite Breaking Bad characters from the first season is my boy Tuco, who is in my opinion, deserves his own spinoff. He should have a spinoff. I think he should give that off to someone else. I think someone else, he could probably find someone to write that. I say don't stop with the spinoffs. I mean, AMC is going crazy. I guess there's going to be a Breaking Bad spinoff of another group. So why not? Why not give it a try? Maybe just like a 13th season of Tuco. Maybe before he was Tuco and the whole, you know, the whole universe of the Salamancas and the drug cartel. I think there's a lot of story there to be told that you could lay out. Maybe like a mini-series. Whatever happened to like a good old-fashioned mini-series. That's what I say. But definitely worth, even if you didn't like Breaking Bad, I would say check out Better Call Saul. And you have, he has like goofy characters in there, kind of like the two skater twins. You could see, I mean, he took his time and he did, you know, it wasn't slapped together. It's well written, and his court case is pretty, it's kind of humorous. In the beginning, so there you go. So that's my recommendation for TV is, yeah, go ahead and watch that. But I feel like I'm not going to sway anybody because everyone's already pretty much on board with that, that's into it. And, you know, for the few people that are like, oh, I never watched Breaking Bad, well, that's fine, and you can continue to live in your bubble where Breaking Bad doesn't exist. What do I got? It is 2 minutes before a very exciting movie madness, and I'm sure my good friend AJ is going to talk about the signing of Incognito to the Bills. Big news there. But let me wrap up the show by saying Valentine's Day is this Friday, and my advice to you guys, to guys out there, because it's like, I know it's, you don't want to mess things up, and the best way is just keep it simple. I mean, I know you don't want to, like, it depends on where you're at. Like, if you're just met someone, you're just talking to someone, I think the best way is to just obviously remember it. But you don't have to go all out. You can just, you know, keep it simple. Like some flowers. Flowers still work. Women still like the flowers. So you can do that. You know, a simple, or just make some plans. You know, women also like effort. So, I mean, they don't have to be crazy. I mean, you don't have to go on an all expense paid tour of Ghana or something like that, or Italy, or shoot off to Paris if you can afford that. I'm just saying, like a nice, or something that they really like that you happen to remember because you should be listening. Or if you've been in a long-term relationship, again, well, you should know what you're doing then. This is, and I'm not going to try to give you advice. I'm just going to say, you know, go with the or a nice teddy bear and chocolates. You can't go wrong, but don't, definitely don't forget about it, and don't try to say how the holiday is stupid. I mean, you say that it is stupid and it's dumb, but unfortunately it still means something to women, so you have to do something. That's my advice right there. I'm going to keep that simple and short. So until next week, when I'll be back. Oh, and I should say, Tig Notaro is, one of the best comedians working today. She's going to be at the trial this Friday or Saturday. Go check her out because I didn't even know she's going to be in town, but I guess, just saw an article. So go check her out. Oh, and actually, I'm sorry. Gary Goldman is in town too. He'll be at the Heliums. I was not able to secure an interview with him because he could not do Mondays because Gary's busy. Go figure. But he was actually in town on the exact same, like 1 year from today. He was in town on Valentine's Day because I remember because he was like, yeah, my girlfriend didn't want to come to Buffalo, but I think she's probably coming this time. If he's seeing the same lady, which he probably is, because let's, you know, Gary Gullman's a catch, if you know Gary Gullman. Or, yeah, if you want to hear my interview with Gary, just go into the archives. Go to my website. What is it? Lake Effect Comedy. And you can check out, 1 year ago today, my conversation with Gary Gullman. And pretend it's this year. It's almost the same, I'm sure. All right. Well, thanks for hanging out, if you did. And keeping me company. Stay tuned for some more madness. It's going to be sports madness with my good friend AJ. He's going to talk everything sports. And I will see you next week.
3 WBNY Buffalo, brought to you by the mandatory student activity fee here at Buffalo State.
I say we kill him.
Yeah!
I say we hang him, then we kill him.
Yeah!
I say we stomp him.
Yeah!
Then we tattoo him.
Yeah!
Then we...